So once again, please welcome Team DePossum. Go ahead, guys.
Hello, my name is Mike, and these are my teammates, Rajat and Tao, and we are Team DePossum. And this morning, we are very excited to present our Windows Phone application, WeAssist, because you can't hashtag your way out of every problem. Rajat will explain.
Thank you, Mike. Hi. Imagine a friend or a family member, specifically a blonde college-age male, if you have one of those. Say they were out for a bike ride and they ran into some trouble, and they were to call you for assistance right now. Well, obviously you're in this presentation right now, and as much as you'd like to help them, you cannot. Just like the people in the video, and your friend is out of luck. Situations like these let you take full advantage of WeAssist. WeAssist is a quick and easy platform for exchanging assistive information with nearby people. Another use case, not so common here in Silicon Valley, but trust me, a lot back in the Midwest. So our protagonist here is stuck in the snow and is seeking a friend who could come help her out. She uses WeAssist to type in a message describing her situation. She also takes a picture explaining how bad it is. And when she sends out the request, the application automatically attaches her location gathered from the GPS hardware and sends it out to her friends. Here in this example, four of her friends received the request. Rob and Kim are unable to attend to her at the moment. James hasn't seen the request yet. Lucky for her, Stacy is on her way right now to help her out. WeAssist does not just help individuals, but also comes in very handy for institutions. Say you're at Stanford and you want to send out a help request. The red dots on this map are students. At any given point of time, on any day, most students will be in close vicinity of the campus, but there may be some who are away, like the red dots in the top right corner. And then there will be other visitors, like parents or other visiting students who will be on campus, represented by gray dots. When you send out a request, WeAssist generates this list dynamically on the fly every time a request is sent, and the request is sent with the group of people who are on campus at that point in real time. Your request is sent with anyone who's using our app in the 5-mile radius, and that's our unique feature. And when you send out a request, it includes the location, your message, as well as a photo. We also included a map view, so not only can you browse the request within the app on your cell phone, but you can also navigate to the person's location where they need assistance. We use SMS, push, and email for delivering our request for maximum delivery. WeAssist brings a lot of value to colleges and universities. For starters, students can help themselves and build a tighter, more reliable, close-knit community. Parents, they can have a peace of mind, which is priceless. When they send their kids to a home away from home, and if they are sending them to a safe, close-knit environment, they have peace of mind. Universities can monitor all the data that's publicly exchanged on our service, utilize this to understand what issues the students are facing, maybe even send assistance if necessary. And using our dynamic distribution list, they can send out, in the case of an emergency, a mass alert notification. And these notifications will be delivered to everyone who's on campus, not just, say, a static email list. So looking at our potential market, there are over 7,000 colleges in US alone with 22 million students. And all these colleges compete against one another to get a bigger and better pool of students. Historically, it's been seen that they introduce services to get a bigger and better pool, like I said. And they do this by adopting certain technologies as early as possible. And then over time, other colleges are forced. They must follow that. So looking at an example from the tech realm for Wi-Fi adoption, early in the 2000s, there were just a handful of colleges which had wireless internet on their campus. And in the next 5 years, following the trend of the early adopters, this pool expanded to a quarter. at a quarter of the full potential. And today, it would be ridiculous if some college were to say that they don't have Wi-Fi. So everyone has to follow this. We imagine a similar approach for marketing vAssist. So after our pilot program in the next 1 year, we would have launched in 5 colleges, which is roughly 0.1% of our potential user base. And by the end of our 2 years, we would have captured around 10%. And our 5-year plan is to get 25% of our potential user base. Our business model is based on institutional subscription. We offer universities a license of 1,000 users for $500 per year. For the first year, our go-to-market strategy is to launch our app in 5 colleges in Indiana. There are roughly 50 colleges in Indiana, so that's 10% of the market. And based on average enrollment, that gives us around $8,000 in revenue, giving us $40,000 in first-year revenue. And the 3-year plan is to expand further to 25 colleges and generate up to $200,000 in revenue. We built our client application using the Windows Phone SDK. Our backend is hosted in Parse and Windows Azure. And to take care of our communication needs, we partner with Twilio for SMS and Mailgun for emailing. We did some homework and looked at some of our competition and the current day ways of doing exchanging assistive information. Life360 is one such application. However, their use is limited to closed user groups. Like, they're targeted at families. And so you cannot really do public request. And our goal is to connect the community so we can help each other out in times of need. And they're not on the coolest mobile platform yet. So we have a first-to-market advantage there, at least for now. You could also exchange these requests over Facebook or Twitter. But the problem there is that a lot of your requests will get lost in the noise. So there's no single channel that's noise-free and prioritized for delivering your request. It's also difficult to distribute this information with just a limited group of people that's selected based on your location. It's not possible to do that currently. Lastly, you could text people, but you cannot obviously text publicly because that's not a thing. And then it's highly cumbersome to include your location or to send everyone the message manually. vAssist bridges all these gaps, and we try to fix all these, and this is our attempt to solve this problem. The plan for the next 1 year is to launch the pilot program, get feedback, continually improvise our program, and also for greater market reach, launch our application on iOS and Android. I'm an iPhone developer. Tao is an Android developer, so that's in the near future. We are asking for $75,000 in initial funding for the first year. This covers our development cost and also the legal fees that's associated with launching a startup. And we also seek the support of Microsoft student partners across US campuses to launch our app and bring it to every student.
So that's vAssist. Now let me introduce you to our awesome team. Team DePossum has been working and together for 2 years. And we have 8 years of combined software development experience. Our vision is to turn every smartphone into a personal assistance portal. We assist, so you can too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, so we're going to transition. We've got 5 minutes now for some Q&A with the judges. You guys just take it away.
So how do we initially get traction?
Yeah, specifically like distribution within the school, because like every request that gets sent out, there has to be enough people on the other side to actually want to get.
Exactly. Money. Yeah. So that's the reason why instead of going for the individual subscription, we want to go for the institutional. Because for this app in particular, if there are 100 users in City A and 100 in City B, it's not really of any value. It's only as valuable as there are the number of people using the thing. And we are based on a college campus. We've been working with the local community, working closely with them. And we really understand these needs. In fact, between the three of us, we've had attended to 10 non-emergency requests in the last 1 year. So we thought if we expand to colleges. We can visit these universities, talk to students during orientation, address all of them, hey, this is how you stand to benefit from this app. And from what the initial talking to the colleges, we have received great feedback. They're really excited to have extra eyes on campus, increase security with just minimal costs.
Hi. Hi, great presentation. Thank you,
Thank you.
By the way.
Thanks.
Question, how do you plan to manage abuse of this, given a wide network of, say, 20,000 people?
So, malicious use is something that came up a lot during feedback, and it's something that's there in every system. So one thing we thought of was, so every college will have an admin point. So like they will have an administrator account so they can flag things. So if there's not a clear distinction, like it's subjective between you and me, you could find something relevant, I would not. So we thought maybe the university can decide to have everyone's credit cards on file and maybe charge a cent per user. That's what we've got from talking to the university. They said maybe a 1 cent fine if you have more than 10 negative flags on your account on your requests.
Hi guys, thanks for the presentation. One of the concerns I have here is that, and this is something Malcolm Gladwell wrote about in The Tipping Point, which is when you reach out to one person for help, they feel compelled to help, but when you put it out to a mass community, then that compellingness reduces. Have you looked at that and what you think there may be an impact on that?
Yeah, so we were thinking of, in the later stages, giving the users more motivation to help each other, something like giving you points on the system, so you have fulfilled 10 requests. So, like, say the Nike Fuel Band, there's so much motivation, everyone's doing it, and it's quantified, your progress on the system, on the environment is quantified. So we are looking forward to it's putting something like that where we quantify, okay, you have 10 points this year, you're on the leaderboards, and it'll be local. So I think that personal success and progress would add
some gamification in it. Okay.
And I guess related to that, you talked about having more ability to curate the list of people, your audience, in sending those requests.
Correct.
Have you worked on any algorithms to identify that for it's no situation, you need certain types of people to help you?
Yes. So for now, it's just the people near you, and we've migrated almost all of our code, all of the computation to the cloud, so it's really fast and efficient for the user. In the future, we want to do different groups, so there'll be some kind of filtering between, let's say, one use case. A friend of mine, it's late outside, she wants someone to walk her back from the library to the dorm, things like that. Our colleges have public safety, so there would be one channel that it could directly go to, things like that. So we could have categories and tags that would direct the request to different people, and some would get priorities over others.
Great. Thanks. Was there one more question? We have time for one more.
Have you thought about getting institutions to, like, force their students to use this, or would it be sort of a voluntary thing? And if so, like having it pre-installed on devices that students get through the stool or other, like?
Yes, so our college has this laptop program, and they also do cell phones. Not that much with the cell phones, but the initial motivation for the colleges was, so every year they invest so much in security, overcoming vandalism. The figures for vandalism were like over $75,000 a year.
I guess my question is not so much whether it makes sense for the university, but once the university is invested, how do the individual students make sure they get it on their phones?
So we go and talk to the universities and talk to the students in the orientation, and they give some incentives to the college students, like some sort of discounts on their insurance plans that they buy. Like, we all three of us have a health insurance from the college. So they get, like, say, 2% discount on their insurance plan as a motivation to use the app on their smartphone, something like that.
Thanks.
Great. Thanks, guys. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful.